You're listening to The Leadership Pod, episode 32, Confidence Hacks for the Workplace. Welcome to The Leadership Pod, the go-to podcast for ambitious emerging leaders. I'm Kara Ronan, leadership expert and your guide to help you build your brand, visibility, and influence so you can unlock your leadership potential. Enjoy this episode. Well, thank you for tuning in again to the Leadership Pod. I am so excited to have you here with me today for this episode. So we will be talking all about confidence for the next 20 or 30 minutes. And I'm going to be sharing with you some confidence hacks that you can use in the workplace to help you appear and to help you feel more confident. Now, I know that confidence is an issue that many emerging leaders have to deal with. And you know, even many experienced leaders have to deal with issues around confidence. So it's something that is very common. If you're feeling that this episode is for you, if you're feeling that what I'm going to teach you is going to be really helpful for you, I want you to know that you are not alone, that you are not the only one who suffers from lack of confidence or who wants to know how to project or feel more confident in the workplace. And that's exactly what we'll get into in today's episode. Now, before we get started, I want to let you know I've been working on something for a number of months. So I've had a lot of projects this year. I've launched a lot of new things in this year. So I've been quite busy. And my newsletter, my Executive Impressions regular newsletter, has been disabled for a number of months, actually for nearly 1 year. And it's something that has always been on my mind and I have always wanted to restart it up. And I've been looking for different options, you know, finding the perfect option for a newsletter platform so I could offer you and my subscribers a newsletter on a regular basis and have it reliable and that it's going to be fun and interesting for you to receive these newsletters. So I have decided on a newsletter platform. I have set everything up and I am excited to tell you that the newsletter is launched and it will be going out from tomorrow. Now, you will not be listening to this episode for another 2 or 3 weeks time. So the newsletter will already be in action by the time you're listening to this episode. But I wanted to let you know about it in case you would like to sign up for my regular newsletter. So this is going to be great for you if you like these podcast episodes, if you like the YouTube videos, if you like the LinkedIn content and the LinkedIn videos that I share. The newsletter is going to be a fantastic place for you to get notification of these videos, you know, straight in your inbox. So you don't have to jump over to YouTube and see what new videos I've released, or so you don't have to jump over to Apple Podcasts and see what is the latest podcast episode that I have released now, or even on LinkedIn. So the newsletter, if you want to keep up to date with the content that I release, then please sign up to my newsletter through my website. You can go to www.executive-impressions.com. And from that homepage, you will find a form where you can sign up to my newsletter. And if you sign up, then you do get a free gift from me. And this is the Leadership Evaluation Toolkit. So this is a toolkit that I have offered to people for a number of months and people have really loved it. I've had a lot of great response from this toolkit. It's basically a self-evaluation, a 35-question self-evaluation on leadership. So you can see where you are positioned and how you are doing as an emerging leader. So if you wanted to get your own ranking and see where you stand as an emerging leader, then definitely download this Leadership Evaluation Toolkit, which you will get when you sign up to my newsletter. So again, head over to my website and the homepage, there is a form. There's also a form on the blog page. It's quite advertised all over my website, so I'm sure you will be able to find it if you just head over to executive-impressions.com. So that is the only admin info I had to give you today before we get started with today's episode. So over the years, I have had a lot of questions about confidence from a variety of people, people from a variety of ages, you know, a variety of levels of seniority. And more recently, though, I have received a couple of messages via LinkedIn from people about confidence, about how to project more confidence, about how to feel more confident in the workplace or around your coworkers and your colleagues as well. So I thought I definitely need to include it in an episode of the Leadership Pod. Now, I have already touched on confidence a little bit when I did the two episodes on body language. So those episodes were around confident body language, and they're aimed to help you project more confidence in the workplace. Now, today's episode is not really about body language. I'm focusing on other elements, more about mindset, to help you feel more confident as a leader and therefore project more confidence as well. So what I found with confidence is that it's an elusive quality that many of us want because we feel we don't have it, or we feel we don't have enough of it. And this is true for men, for women, for people who are young or old, young professionals, new professionals, experienced professionals, anybody, you know, me and you included. So for me, confidence or appearing confident and making others see me as confident has been a lifelong mission. It really has. It was something that I became very aware of from a young age. Now, you might not believe this if I tell you, but I was very shy growing up. I was very shy. I was really introverted, and I even had the nickname Mouse within my family because I was a very quiet person. You know, I had friends, but I was never the center of attention. I was never the one to want to be the center of attention. I was kind of always on the sidelines. I would participate in hobbies, of course, you know, I would do dancing, which I really liked a lot. I also did basketball for a while. I absolutely hated basketball. I couldn't stand it. The funny thing about basketball, why I hated it was because I found it a sport to be so difficult for me. You know, the concept of basketball is everyone has to snatch the ball off the other team. And I just found the concept of that to be so rude. That's why I didn't like basketball. Anyway, I'm getting off track here. So I did dancing, I did basketball. And one of the other activities that I eventually did after those two was grooming and deportment. I was actually put in a grooming and deportment class, and I learned so many things during that class. I learned how to walk properly. I learned how to do hair and makeup. I learned how to interact with others, how to socialize, how to get up on stage, and how to be the center of the room. So that class taught me that I can breed confidence within myself. So before I started that class, I wasn't really a confident person. But then after that class, I learned so many tools and strategies that I could use and tap into so that I could project confidence to other people and make them believe that I was a confident person, even if I didn't always feel it inside. So confidence is really a skill that we have to build. It's not something that we are born with. And I'm going to get into that a little bit later on in this episode, but it's definitely a skill that we build in life to help us get through a variety of situations. And like I said, for the past couple of weeks, I've received a number of messages on LinkedIn about confidence. So confidence in job interviews, how to be confident when speaking English as a second language, how to be confident during meetings or work interactions. So I know that confidence is an issue for many of you listening, and many of you want to work on it. So it's not just me, it's everybody who wants to work on confidence. But the thing is about confidence is that a lot of people want to learn how to do it, how to be confident on their own, in the privacy of their own room, the privacy of their own house and their own space. And you may be able to relate to this listening to this episode. You're probably listening on your iPod. You've probably got headphones on. You probably have no one else around you listening to this episode about confidence, because you don't want others to know that you feel you lack confidence, or you feel that you are not confident enough. So that's a funny thing about confidence. And you know, one of the workshops that I conduct, mind you, I haven't conducted a workshop because of what's been going on this year. I haven't conducted a workshop for about a year, but one of the workshops that I do normally conduct is the Leadership Presence Masterclass. And in that workshop, we have a section on the imposter syndrome. That's one of the topics that we cover. And whenever I get to that topic, everybody goes silent. Everybody listens. I can tell just by looking at them. Everybody is taking in all that I'm saying about the imposter syndrome. And the feedback from that workshop after I conducted it is that the imposter syndrome was their favorite part. And this is true for men who attend the workshop, for women who attend the workshop, for new or young professionals who attend, or even people who are in their 50s who have attended the workshop. They all say, 99% of them anyway, say that the imposter syndrome topic was their favorite topic in the whole workshop. So it's funny when I conduct that, you know, to see people just go quiet on that topic. The rest of the workshop or anything beforehand, we do a lot of role play. It's a lot of activity and it gets quite loud in the workshop room. But when I get to that topic, everyone goes quiet. So it's quite funny to see. So that's another reason why I know confidence is something that many of you want to work on. Now, we think we need to be born confident. Do you think that? Have you ever thought that to yourself, that I wasn't born confident, so I'm just not a confident person, right? And you might also think that you either have it or you don't have it. You know, some people are just confident. Some people aren't confident, and that's the way it is. But that is not how it is. That is not true. What I think is that confidence is something we grow and develop. It is not something we are born with. It's not that you have it or you don't have it. It's something we build, something we grow into. It's something that we tap into when we need to. And it doesn't matter the situation in which you want to feel more confident. It could be job interviews. It could be your first day at work. It could be a difficult conversation. It could be speaking a different language. It could be a public speaking engagement where you want to feel more confident. Now, the situation isn't important, but what is important is that you are able to tap into your confidence when you need to. You're able to feel confident when you need to. Now, how do you do that? So I'm going to share with you three tips now in this episode. These are strategies that have really helped me over the years, and I know that they are going to help you too. So let's get straight into it. Now, the first strategy is to change your body language. So from the time that I did the grooming and deportment classes, I learned how important body language is and how much impact it can have on my emotions, my state of being, and my confidence, and also on the confidence that I project to other people. So what I learned back then was really about how to use good posture, how to sit well, how to stand well, but it was basically around good posture. But using good posture helped me feel more confident, which in turn led to me appearing more confident to other people because I was using good posture when I was interacting with them. When they saw me using good posture, or when they saw me as a confident person, I could see their reactions, which in turn made me feel even more confident. And this is what I like to call the virtuous circle. You started off by using confident body language. That's how you start off this virtuous circle. You use confident body language, which makes you feel more confident, which then leads to you appearing more confident to other people, which then leads to them thinking you're confident and reacting and responding to you as though you are a confident person. And then that starts the virtuous circle and just keeps going all around and around, which benefits you and makes you feel more confident in the end. Okay, so the virtuous circle, though, it starts with your body language. Now, I don't know if you have ever listened to this, but there is a famous TED Talk by Amy Cuddy on how body language changes how we feel. I'll put a link in the show notes to that TED Talk because it's a really interesting TED Talk. She's done a fantastic study on that. I have mentioned about it in episode 15 of the Leadership Pod, The Science of Confident Body Language. And I also talk about body language in episode 16 of the Leadership Pod. So if you do want to learn more about body language techniques that you can use in the workplace, then head over to episode 15 and 16 of the Leadership Pod and take a look at those episodes, or take a listen to those episodes. I also have a couple of YouTube videos around body language and confident body language, and I will link to those in the show notes as well. But the first thing you need to do is change your body language so you can start that virtuous circle of confidence. Now, the second thing I want you to do is don't compare yourself to others. Now, this is easier said than done, isn't it? You know, social media certainly doesn't help. You know, I'm guilty of this. I open Instagram and sometimes even LinkedIn, and I scroll through the feeds, and occasionally I come across a post that makes my confidence drop. You know, someone might be doing something that I would love to do, or somebody might be achieving more than me, or somebody might simply have more likes or more comments or more views on their posts than I do. You know, if I feel this way, then you feel this way too. And you're lying if you say that you don't. But comparing yourself to others is such a common thing, and it really is an instant way to just crush your confidence. So you need to find a way to block out these posts, to block out these social media posts or anything that could detract from your confidence and make you feel like you are less than what you are. So what I do is I block out social media. I just turn it off. I don't have my phone around me, or I turn the data on my phone off. In the mornings when I get up, I don't turn my phone on until after about half an hour. I've done my exercise and my visualization. Then I turn my phone on after that. So I don't pollute my mind with any negative energy or anything that could make me feel like I lack confidence at that time. So you need to block out the comparisons, you know, where you think others are better than you or smarter than you or more achieved than you. And another way I do this is I actually mute people on LinkedIn, and even on Instagram you can do this. If you have people who come up in your feed and all they do is make you feel bad about yourself, then simply mute them. It doesn't matter if they're not in your feed anymore. What you need to worry about is your mental stability and your happiness. So if you have anyone in your feed that makes you feel bad about yourself, then mute them. Okay. And I guarantee you will feel much happier and you will feel more confident as well. Because the truth is, people generally don't post things that are going to make them look bad, do they? No, everybody posts on social media things that make their life look great, that make them look great. You know, their achievements, their successes, their holidays, whatever it is. They're only going to post things that make them look good in front of other people. So that's all you see. You don't see the bad stuff, like people having a bad day, like people not getting a client, like people getting a bad review or anything like that. You know, you don't see that stuff on social media. And because of that, it's easy to think that other people's lives are perfect, that other people are full of confidence. And I can tell you through my coaching clients, because through coaching, I really get an insight into people's lives. I can tell you that that is not true. Nobody's life is perfect. Nobody's. And there are many people out there who do suffer from lack of confidence. So if you feel that your life isn't as great as everyone else's, and if looking through your social media feed and comparing yourself to others detracts from your confidence, damages it, crushes it in any way, then I want you to get on top of that. I want you to block out social media, mute people you need to mute, and I guarantee you, you will feel a lot more confident and a lot happier within yourself, which in turn will make you feel more confident again. So don't get stuck in the comparison trap. Now, the third confidence hack I want to share with you is to continually learn. So this is the other thing that I found that can really help me move out of the feeling like I have no confidence, and that's to keep learning, keep improving, keep growing, keep building. So developing the growth mindset, you've probably heard of growth mindset. Developing that makes you feel like you can achieve anything that you put your mind to. Now, I grew up feeling, convincing myself that I wasn't intelligent. So I had blonde hair growing up. It wasn't completely blonde, but it was a little bit blonde. And I got the reputation in school, you know, as having blonde hair and not being intelligent. I didn't think that I was smart enough to go to university until my English teacher told me, and she literally said, "Are you crazy?" Okay, she said that to me. And I was so surprised. This one person who I barely even knew, I only had her for one semester, which in Australia is probably about 12 weeks, she believed that I could go to university. Okay, and this complex of feeling like I wasn't intelligent, it pushed me to want to prove to others that I was an intelligent person. So I did go to university. I got my Bachelor of Business, a double degree in marketing and international business. It pushed me to learn Japanese because I always thought people who spoke different languages were really intelligent. So it pushed me to learn Japanese. Afterwards, it pushed me to learn French. After that, it pushed me to get a Master of Accounting degree, because I thought accountants were really intelligent, and they are. You know, so this complex to prove to others that I was intelligent pushed me to develop that growth mindset, pushed me to continually learn. And as I learned more, I felt more confident. It fed my confidence and it grew, and I knew that I was capable of anything that I put my mind to. You see, confidence, it's all about convincing yourself that you can do something. It's all about growing the confidence inside yourself that you can instead of can't. You know, how many times do you tell yourself, oh, no, I can't do that. I couldn't possibly do that. It's not possible. It's not for me. Other people can do that, but not for me. How many times have you told yourself that? I want you to stop that. I want you to tell yourself that you can do things. You can achieve things. You can learn things that you want to learn. There is no reason why you can't. You can blitz speaking engagements if that is something that you aim to achieve. You can win that job interview. You can share your ideas confidently in meetings, even if you might blush a little, which I commonly do. You can speak a foreign language fluently. You can do all of those things. It's all about your internal confidence. So that's the thing with confidence. We're really talking about two things here, your internal confidence and your external confidence, and they are directly related. But the first thing you need to work on is your internal confidence. Okay, so then you can project it externally to other people. And one of the ways you can grow your internal confidence and convince yourself that you can do things instead of can't is by learning. So if you feel that you are lacking confidence in any way, then I guarantee you try learning a new skill set and you will feel more confident. Okay, now it doesn't have to be professionally related. It can be some kind of personal passion. It could be something like piano or swimming or surfing or writing or even building websites. It could be anything you want it to be. It's going to be your personal choice. But if you feel that you need to work on your confidence, then definitely choose something new to learn. Something that can help you feel that sense of achievement that you feel when you've learned a new skill. Now, I know that confidence is something I've learned how to grow, and I know you can too. It is absolutely possible. I hope this episode has given you some good ideas and even some good motivation on how to grow your confidence, on some ideas to get started with. And it's definitely not too late to start. No matter how advanced you are in your career, you can absolutely improve on your confidence every day. But it does take that focus. You need to focus on it and you need to work on it. And you need to work on getting rid of anything that can detract from your confidence as well. So we are at the end of episode 32. Now, I will be releasing a YouTube video on this topic because, as I said, I think confidence is something that many people can benefit from. So make sure you subscribe and get notification for that video. And in the show notes, I will put all of the resources that I talked about in this episode. So there were a number of resources about old podcast episodes and the TED Talk by Amy Cuddy. So I will put them in the show notes so you can access them on my website. Next week's episode, I will be switching gears a little bit. Next week, I decided to talk about LinkedIn, and I love LinkedIn. If you have been listening to this podcast for a while, you already know that. You may even be connected with me on LinkedIn and see the content that I share, but I really love LinkedIn. So I'm going to do an episode, the next two episodes actually, on LinkedIn to share some tips and, you know, insights on how to increase your visibility on that platform, because it's really important for current employers, for future employers, and even getting clients if you run your own business. So I hope you can join me next week for that episode. In the meantime, have a wonderful day and a wonderful week. Well, I hope you enjoyed this episode of the Leadership Pod. Thank you so much for listening. If you did find some useful tips in this episode, then please leave a review on iTunes or on your favorite podcast platform. And don't forget to share this episode with your colleagues. Remember, they might benefit from these insights too. And I would love to hear from you via my website or social media. You can leave a note at executive-impressions.com or find me on LinkedIn, Facebook, or Instagram. The links are on my website. Take care, and thanks again for listening.